Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reggie Sanders. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Laron Lagro. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Echeverrin and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a fly ball into right field. Motten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Knox now playing second base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders strikes out. Echeverrin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sanders out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry strikes out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brinkman moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Knox moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Cash now playing third base. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Bumbrey moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bumbrey scores. Baylor moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Tigers. Doug DeCinces pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Baylor scores. DeCinces moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-1 in the game. Motten takes first base on ball 4. DeCinces moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverry strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug DeCinces now playing third base. Elrod Hendricks now catching. Wayne Garland now pitching. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts strikes out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Motten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordbrook takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nordbrook. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Nordbrook steals second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey bunts towards the mound. Lagro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nordbrook moves to third. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox fields it and throws to second for the out. Nordbrook scores. One out. It's Orioles, 3, Tigers, 3. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Al Kaline. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knox. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Knox steals second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces takes first base on ball four. Earl Williams pinch hits for Jim Northrup. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. DeCinces moves to second. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Motten strikes out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Frien hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now catching. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Nordbrook moves to third. Bumbrey moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coggins is walked intentionally. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Nordbrook scores. Bumbrey scores. Coggins moves to third. It's 5-3, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeCinces hits a fly ball towards center. LaFleur catches it and throws to home to double up Coggins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Motten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Slayback now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Motten hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Knox moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Knox moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Knox scores. Ogilvie moves to third. Wackenfuss moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nordbrook hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Motten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Knox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.